I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump bemoaned the horrible number of Americans who have died due to the coronavirus while pointing to signs of hope. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
It's approaching 20,000. That's so horrible. At the same time, the president's expressing hope amid what he calls grief and pain, saying models now show far fewer Americans will be killed than first predicted.
Nationwide, the number of new cases per day is flattening, substantially suggesting that we are near the peak.
But White House Coronavirus Task Force Coordinator Deborah Birx says the U.S. is not at the peak.
And so every day we need to continue to do what we did yesterday and the week before and the week before that.
Saying continuing social distancing and other measures will take America over the peak and down the other side. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
New York's governor is urging President Trump to use the Defense Production Act to help with testing for the coronavirus. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
New York State Governor Andrew Cuomo has had both good and bad news in the last few days. While the deaths are rising, hospitalizations are falling as the state continues to flatten the curve. So many of his residents want to get back to work.
It's not going to be everybody goes back next Thursday. It's not going to happen that way. It's going to be a gradual phased process, and it's going to be reliant on testing.
Which Cuomo says he needs help from the federal government with.
We need an unprecedented mobilization where government can produce these tests in the millions.
I'm Shelley Adler.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. European countries are coming together on a relief agreement to support Europe's economies amid the global coronavirus crisis. We get more from AP's Karen Chamas.
Mario Centeno, who heads the finance minister's group from Euro countries, was proud of the agreement.
This is totally unprecedented. We never, ever reacted so quickly to a crisis as this one.
The deal, agreed by all 19 finance ministers, did not, however, include more far-reaching cooperation in the form of shared borrowing guaranteed by all member countries. This issue was left open, despite it being a key demand from Italy, Spain, France, and six other countries. The idea, however, was rejected by Germany, Austria, and the Netherlands. Centeno, however, remained optimistic that they have learned from past mistakes.
We can all remember the response to the financial crisis of the last decade, when Europe did too little, too late. This time around is different.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Nearly a year after fire devastated Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, the city's archbishop held a small ceremony there to mark Good Friday. As Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports, he prayed that Easter's message of rebirth might bring comfort to a country stricken by the coronavirus pandemic.
Wearing hard hats with their clerical robes, only seven people, including Paris Archbishop Michel Petit, attended the solemn service, as many more watched on television at home. It was only the second service to have been held in the iconic cathedral since the April 15 fire. We are in this half-fallen cathedral to say that life still exists, the Archbishop said in his homily. President Emmanuel Macron has set a target of 5 years for restoring Notre Dame. But restoration work has been put on hold following the lockdown that began in France on March 17.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. Consumer prices took a plunge last month as the coronavirus pandemic really started to hit businesses. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
The Labor Department report shows consumer prices fell 0.4% in March, the largest decline in 5 years. Energy costs slid 5.8%, with gasoline prices falling 10.5%. The coronavirus pandemic has hit the travel industry particularly hard, and the report shows airfares plunged 12.6%, while hotel and motel prices dropped 6.8%. Compared with a year ago, consumer prices are up a modest 1.5%, and core inflation, which excludes the volatile food and energy categories, has risen 2.1%. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more, visit voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
The the best music. Today, the voice of America, VOA1.
They are a duo that met in college. Coming up, another duo, Dan and Shay with Speechless on VOA 1.
You say you'll be down in 5. The smell of your perfume is floating down the stairs. You're fixing up your hair like you do. I know that I'll be a mess the second that I see you. You won't be surprised, it happens every time, it's nothing new. It's always on a night like tonight. I thank God you can read my mind. Cause when you look at me with those eyes, I'm speechless. Staring at you, standing there in that dress. What it's doing to me ain't a secret. Cause watching you is all. Every time you walk into the room, I'm speechless. It started when you said hello, just did something to me. And I've been in a daze ever since the day that we met. You take the breath out of my lungs, can't even fight it. And all of the words out of my mouth without even trying. And what it's doing to me ain't a secret, 'cause watching you is all that I can do. And I'm speechless. You already know that you're my weakness. After all this time, I'm just as nervous every time you walk into the room. I'm speechless. Yeah, man. Standing there in that dress, girl, it ain't a secret, 'cause watching you is all that I can do. Oh, I'm speechless. You already know that you're my weakness. After all this time, I'm just as nervous every time you walk into the room. I'm speechless.
It's new music right here on VOA 1.
I tried to talk to my piano. I tried to talk to my guitar. Talk to my imagination. Confided into alcohol. I tried and tried and tried some more. Told the secrets till my voice was sore. Tired of empty conversation, 'cause no one hears me anymore. 100 million stories and 100 million songs. I feel stupid when I sing. Nobody's listening to me. Nobody's listening. I talk to shooting stars, but they always get it wrong. I feel stupid when I pray. So why am I praying anyway? If nobody's listening, anyone, please send me anyone. Lord, is there anyone? I need someone. I think I cried too many times. I just need some more affection. Anything to get me by. 100 million stories and 100 million songs. I feel stupid when I sing. Nobody's listening to me. Nobody's listening. I talk to shooting stars, but they always get it wrong. I feel stupid when I pray. So why am I praying anyway? If nobody's listening, anyone, please send me anyone. Lord, is there anyone? I need someone. Oh, anyone, please send me anyone. Oh, Lord, is there stories in 100 million songs. I feel stupid when I sing. Nobody's listening to me. Nobody's listening.
VOA 1. I'm listening to you. Demi Lovato. The song's called Anyone. That's her new song. We love it. We're all listening. Demi has a new song out, which is her second new piece of music. It's called I Love Me. And it's kind of a statement. All of these songs that she's put out, like Anyone, No One's Listening to Me, and I Love Me, are all about her recovery from some serious issues where she almost took her own life. But she's back, and I'm Larry London. Also back is Harry Styles. There seems to be some debate online going on now as to which member of One Direction will be the first to win a Grammy. And it seems like the popular favorite is this guy, Harry Styles. His latest is Adore You on VOA 1.
Give me highlights. You don't kiss her with your eyes closed. I bet you're still walking on a tightrope. Miss me so much, you've been going psycho. You ain't gotta say it, baby, I know. It's a thin line between all this love and hate. And if you switch sides, you're gonna have to claim your place. So baby, this time you're gonna have to seal your fate. Yeah, baby, this time you're gonna have to seal your fate. And tell me how you hate me, hate me. Still trying to replace me. Never dated me. Lies, tell me lies, baby. Tell me how you hate me. Hate me, hate me. Still trying to replace me. Chase me, chase me. Tell me how you hate me. Erase me, erase me. Wish you never dated me. Lies, tell me lies, baby. Tell me how you hate me.
Hate me, hate me. Tell me how you hate me. Tell me how I'm trash and you can easily replace me. Tell me that I'm strung out, wasted on a daily. Probably cause there's no one around me numbing all my pain. Probably cause there's no umbrella to shield me from all the rain. Probably because you're the one playing the mind game. You hate me because I don't let you play the mind game. They give me migraines and damage my brain. Date me, break me, easily replace me. Hopefully you see it clear, hopefully it's HD. Bet you wonder why the last few months I've been spacey. In your head I sing.
And tell me how you hate me. Trying to replace me, chase me, chase me. Tell me how you hate me. Erase me, erase me. Wish you never dated me. Lies, tell me lies, baby. Tell me how you hate me. Hate me, hate me. Still trying to replace me. Chase me, chase me. Tell me how you hate me. Erase me, erase me. Wish you never dated me. Lies, tell me lies, baby. Tell me how you hate me. It's a thin line between all this love and hate. And if you switch sides, you're gonna have to claim your place. Baby, this time you're gonna have to seal your fate. Yeah, baby, this time you're gonna have to seal your fate. And tell me how you hate me.
Ellie Goulding and Juice WRLD, and that's Hate Me on VOA1. I'm Larry London, keeping you company with more of the hits here on VOA1.
Off of the ground.
Oh, wait.